this looks a little something like we might have on one of the visual scene displays. What do we have here?
We used this particular visual with a person with aphasia who is in a traditional kind of semantic treatment approach where we're using some semantic fill-in-the-blanks that most aphasia therapists are very familiar with. You know, I sleep in a, and you fill in a blank. In this case, we took that approach and we individualized it to her preferences. And so we had her family and her choose or tell us restaurants that they frequented in the area, and we put together this visual for her to use, and then within the therapy we actually used the fill in the blanks. I want to eat at, let's go to, are we eating at, as stimuli then to bring in the pictures that we have on the visual.
So this is really one of the benefits of increasing the contextualization of therapy, and that you can use appropriate personal contextual information in the therapy activities that you would in traditional aphasia therapy. In addition, then, you've got those very images ready to go into the communication book or into a high-tech device later on if that's what's necessary or if they get to that point. And what they're doing is they're learning about real-life preferences that they might wish to use later on. Where'd you get the images?
We took some of these images off of the internet, and some of them we had to scan in because they were local establishments that weren't on the internet, so we took them out of the phone book or wherever we could find them.
Not much the same way that we do in the other areas. And once you've done it, then we could just use them. That's nice.
Yes.